turn his back on his right side. Oh, you say this is just the way you'll get on. I'll say if you'll keep holding straight, but I lost my way. I let slip my aim again. Everybody's dying, and I'm enjoying life. I would never once think of someone twice. I never thought to mind it. I took my own advice. If you don't care too much, you'll never have to cry. Overdrawn.
Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You are tuned into my open mic session. So we just heard the song Everybody by Days or May off of the album Moderation. They are a Vancouver-based artist, and that was kind of a slower song compared to the two before that, which were by the artist Sophie Tucker, who is an electronic pop artist. And the second song we heard from her was called Bread, off of her album Bread. And the first song was called Woof, off of the album Bread as well. Now, moving on to the celebration that I found is a lot more less known than I was expecting. It is called Guy Fawkes Night, and it is celebrated on the 5th of November back in the UK. And it is to remember the gunpowder plot of 1605. And this is when Guy Fawkes and his fellow Catholic conspirators attempted to blow up Parliament and assassinate King James I of England. So Guy Fawkes was caught protecting the gunpowder and was then later imprisoned and tortured at the Tower of London. And all of those that were involved in the attack actually suffered a traitor's death in Westminster, which is where they, it's quite a gruesome death, but it's where they are attached to a wooden panel and dragged behind a horse to the place of their execution, which they'll then be hung almost to the point of death and then drawn and quartered. And so kind of the background to how this came about and why there was a plot to assassinate the king. So Guy Fawkes was a, he was a Protestant by birth, but then went into to become a Catholic. And his kind of life all changed when he met a Thomas Wintour in Spain, who was actually scouting for allies to join a group of Catholic conspirators that was led by his cousin Robert Catesby. And they met in Spain, but both returned to England in 1604, to which James I had just acceded to the throne after Queen Elizabeth I died in 1603. Now, King James I was a Protestant like Elizabeth I, but he was the son of Mary, Queen of Scots, who was a Catholic. So during this time of like religious upheaval in England and the UK, he was seen to, the Catholics thought that he would treat the Catholics better than Elizabeth did. And some of the Catholics actually believed he would stop their persecution and allow them to freely worship. And this was mainly to do with the fact that his wife, Anne of Denmark, converted from Protestantism to Catholicism. However, this was not really the case. As king, he was under immense pressure from members of the House of Commons, because they were extremely anti-Catholic, and England at the time had become extremely anti-Catholic since the reign of Elizabeth I. And he saw himself as a peacemaker as king, but he actually became a lot less sympathetic towards the Catholics after he discovered there was a series of minor Catholic plots, which included the Bai plot of 1603, which was a conspiracy to kidnap him and force him to repeal anti-Catholic legislation. There was also an alleged plan by Catholic nobles to remove him as king and replace him with his cousin, who was a Catholic, called Arabella Stuart. So this all led to him continuing the religious persecution that was being seen in England, and furthered the Catholic conspirators' decision that drastic measures needed to be taken. So they came up with this plan, which was to blow up Parliament during its state opening on November 5th, 1605, when King James I, the Queen, and his heir would be present and subsequently killed. And that was in the hope to crown the King's young daughter, Princess Elizabeth, to take over the throne. And there were 13 conspirators involved, including Guy Fawkes, and he was actually put in charge of the gunpowder. So because of his time spent in the military, he was seen as more of an explosive expert. He was in charge of the gunpowder. No one else in the conspiracy knew much about the explosives or what he was doing with it. And he chose to set the fuse in the cellars underneath the House of Parliament. Now, the plot was actually a very near success. The reason it actually wasn't was because of an anonymous letter that ended up being sent to the authorities and was received in late October. And an extract of the letter read, "They shall receive a terrible blow, this Parliament, and yet they shall not see who hurts them." This then led to a search of the House of Lords by royal guards at midnight and into the early hours on November 5th, in which they discovered Guy Fawkes in the cellars with a fuse, a small lamp, a box of matches, and 36 barrels of gunpowder. He was then later arrested and taken to the king to be questioned, to which he is said to have admitted to wishing to blow the Scottish king and all of his Scottish lords back to Scotland, and is said to only have expressed regret in that he failed to do so. Because of this, he was then brought to the Tower of London for imprisonment and interrogation. And at this time, the monarch or the Privy Council had to authorise any form of torture. So King James I actually wrote the royal warrant, to which if Guy Fawkes did not confess, they would use gentler tortures to be used first, and then they should get harsher the longer he refuses to name his conspirators. So it was highly likely that Guy Fawkes received a common torture device at the time called the rack, which was designed to inflict excruciating pain by strapping the prisoner into a rack and putting their limbs apart in opposite directions. And he held out for several days, but he did end up signing a confession and naming all of his co-conspirators. But while this was happening and he was being interrogated at the Tower, the other conspirators had actually fled to the Midlands in England, which is sort of Nottingham, Leicester kind of area, and ended up getting caught by the High Sheriff of Worcestershire in the morning of November 8th. So they managed to get away for about 2 and a bit days. 4 ended up being shot dead, and the others were taken to the Tower of London. And this ended with the survivors and Guy Fawkes then being committed, tried, and sentenced on the act of treason. So on January 31st, 1606, they were dragged behind a horse along the streets of London to Westminster Yard, where one by one they were hung, drawn, and quartered, with their body parts being then displayed throughout London as a warning to all others of the dangers of treason, which is a very gruesome warning. But in 1608, so around 2 years later, a large marble memorial was actually placed in the council chamber of the King's House, which was considered very strange to have a memorial to conspirators to assassinate the king, but it was actually to celebrate the success in foiling a national disaster, and also served as a reminder to prisoners of the horrific fate that will be imposed on traitors, which is said to have worked as a way of getting confessions easier out of prisoners, as they were constantly reminded of their fate if they did not. And then in January 1606, King James actually passed a Thanksgiving Act to celebrate the failure of the Gunpowder Plot. He called it the Observance of the 5th of November Act 1605, and it involved a special church service, bonfires, and fireworks, which we still see today, and remained a formal celebration until 1859. But like I said, celebrations do still take place, just less formally. And another tradition that still happens regarding this gunpowder plot is a ceremonial search before the state opening of Parliament, where the yeoman of the guard looks for hidden explosives in the cellars of the Palace of Westminster. Now, it's very much more a ceremonial thing. It's not, when they search it, they don't actually expect to find anything. But that still happens today. And even though Guy Fawkes actually wasn't the mastermind behind the plot, he has become the symbol and figurehead for it. Most people do not know the names of the other 12 conspirators involved, and it is likely as because he was the one that was caught red-handed in the first place. And he's actually still considered to be a symbol of rebellion in the UK today. But Guy Fawkes Night is celebrated now with parades, fireworks, bonfires, and food. And it's targeted a lot more towards the children. And they will carry straw sculptures of Guy Fawkes that they then have the joy of tossing into a giant bonfire. And that's where the name Bonfire Night comes from, which is kind of another name that this holiday is known by. And we celebrate it with fireworks and bonfires, being the main associations with it, because they represent the explosives that were never ignited. So you usually have an evening where you're out in a field, there'll be a giant bonfire, there'll be lots of food, like food stalls, and you watch probably about half an hour, 45 minutes display of fireworks before you toss these straw figurines of Guy Fawkes onto a mass bonfire, or there will be a giant sculpture of him burning on there. And it has been seen in some celebrations now that they now change Guy Fawkes to political leaders from around the world, so it has sort of evolved a bit, but it has become a constant reminder and commemoration of a failure to assassinate the monarchy. And it was also traditional for children to ask people for a penny for the guy, and then they will end up reciting a rhyme about the plot. And the rhyme about the plot is known pretty well only for the first line or two lines, which is, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot." There is a lot more that goes to it, and I have got it here, but I only knew the first two lines from when I was a kid. But it goes, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the king and the parliament. 60 barrels of powder below, poor old England to overthrow. By God's providence he was catched with a dark lantern and burning match. Holla boys, holla boys, let the bells ring. Holla boys, God save the king." So that's the story behind Guy Fawkes Night, Bonfire Night, which is about the only English holiday that I could come up with that most people over here did not know about. And I have another set of music for you all before I go. This is going to be more of an indie rock music, all from the playlist. We have, starting us off, Dreaming by the Darcys off of their album Rendering Feelings, and this is a Canadian-based artist, so I hope you guys all enjoy it.
crashing down.
For supporting our annual fundraising campaign. From the bottom of our musical hearts, thank you for sitting pretty as one of radio's best friends.
And welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. I just want to thank you all for tuning into my open mic today, and that song we just heard was Dreaming by the band The Darcys off of their album Rendering Feelings. I hope you all enjoyed today's facts and history behind Guy Fawkes Night in the UK and Remembrance Day, as well as the music that I found for you all. Tune in again next week at 12 p.m. for some more music and another topic. And stay tuned for Varian's open mic, which is coming up next from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And also remember to all go and pick up your poppies before next Monday, which is Remembrance Day. Now, I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs, the first one being Real Love by the Australian artist Anna Luno off of her album Pearl. It's electronic dance. It's definitely a very cool album. I strongly suggest you all to check it out. And after that, I have two rock songs for you. The first one being When You Fall in Love by the German band The New Roses off of their album Attracted to Danger. And then Your Own Worst Enemy by the rock band Maximo Park, that off their album Stream of Life. So I hope you guys all enjoy these songs, and I'll see you again next week.
taste. You could call it snobbery.